museum. He didn't get it. While he was in the museum, he was accused of stealing an exhibit, a pendant, but the police let him go. He left the museum with his friend Mary Green. On their way home, they found a newspaper reporter hiding in Mary's car. He got his story from them, but in exchange, Mary asked him to help them. "You want the job," the reporter said to John, "so we will have to find the pendant." But how could John find the pendant? He didn't know. The reporter had an idea. He told them to go to a man who was a collector of old things.
The reporter had an idea. It's not quite clear, I'm afraid.
Yes, an idea. Listen.
Ooh, I'm bored.
Then let's do something interesting.
Interesting? What could we do?
Well,
you see, you haven't got a single idea. Oh, I'm going to sleep.
Do you know what? I have an idea. Let's go to the cinema.
To the cinema? What a bad idea.
Then let's play ping pong.
That's also a bad idea. It's too hot to play ping pong.
Then let's go for a swim. That's a good idea, isn't it?
No, it isn't. I don't feel like swimming.
Then I have a really good idea. Leave me alone and do whatever you want. Goodbye.
Thanks. That's clear now. And what is a collector?
Well, a collector is a man who collects something. There are people who collect stamps. There are others who collect books, or old clocks, or pictures, or old coins.
And the reporter told Mary and John to go to a collector like that. What did he collect?
Well, he collected, but it's better if you listen.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
I have an idea. Go to Anthony Fawcett.
Anthony Fawcett?
Yes. Anthony Fawcett knows all about old things.
So he knows all about old things?
Yes, he does. I'm sure he'll know about the pendant.
Why are you so sure?
Yes, why are you sure he'll know about the pendant?
Because he collects old things. He's a collector. Go to him and ask him.
It's a good idea. Let's go and ask him.
Yes, now.
Now?
Yes, let's go now.
But, it's late.
I know it's late, but let's go now.
All right. Let's go now.
So John agreed. They got into Mary's car. Anthony Fawcett didn't live in the town. He lived in a big house in the country. It was a long drive to get there. On the way, Mary noticed something. A car was following them. It was a red sports car. Mary watched it in her driving mirror.
Driving mirror? What words you use?
That's a mirror in the car. It is in front of the driver. When the driver looks into it, he can see everything behind the car.
Oh, I see. This is beginning to be very exciting. Mary saw a red sports car following them.
When Mary drove fast, the sports car drove fast too. When Mary drove slowly, that is, when she slowed down, it slowed down too. When Mary speeded up, that is, drove faster and faster, it speeded up too. And it never passed them. It didn't pass Mary's car. It was always behind them.
Look at that handsome boy. He's coming after us.
Yes, he's following us. Perhaps he likes us.
He likes me. He's smiling at me.
No, he likes me. He's following me.
No. No. Look, he's passing us.
Yes, he's in front of us now. And he isn't even looking back.
Peter! Peter! Hello, darling.
He wasn't following us. He passed us because he came to meet that girl.
What a pity.
Mary saw that the car didn't pass them, but John still wasn't sure that it was following them. Let's find out, Mary said. Let's find out, let's make sure. Let's see whether it is really following us or just driving behind us. Mary drove round a bend and turned into a lane, a small, narrow road.
A new word again. I don't know what a bend is.
When the road is not straight, but turns to the right or to the left, there is a bend in it. A right bend or a left bend?
So the red sports car couldn't see that Mary turned into lane because the lane was round a bend. Is that right?
What a clever girl you are. But the story is very exciting. Let's listen.
That car is following us.
Following us? Are you sure?
Yes. Look behind us. That red car. It's following us.
That red sports car?
I'm watching it in my driving mirror.
It's driving behind us.
It's following us. Watch it. I'm slowing down now. What is the car doing?
It's slowing down as well.
It's following us.
It isn't passing us. No, it isn't passing us. It's following us. Why is it following us?
I don't know.
Perhaps it isn't following us.
Why isn't it passing us?
I don't know, but perhaps it isn't following us.
Let's find out.
Find out?
Look at that bend in the road. I'll speed up, I'll drive round that bend, and I'll turn into a lane. Then we'll wait and see. Is the sports car passing us?
Yes, it is. It's passing the end of the lane. It's in front of us now.
Then we'll go.
Let's follow the sports car. Let's follow it and watch it. Look, look ahead. That's the red sports car, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's turning round.
Why is it turning round?
It's coming towards us.
Yes, it's coming towards us.
Why did you stop it? It's so exciting.
You will hear what happened next, but first you have to work a bit. Exercise your English. Exercise 1. In this exercise, you will have to ask questions. Don't forget about the intonation. Listen to the example.
The car's following us.
Following us? Are you sure?
Listen, speak, listen, and repeat what you have heard with the correct intonation.
The car's following us.
Following us? Are you sure?
It's slowing down.
Slowing down? Are you sure?
It's turning into the lane.
Turning into the lane? Are you sure?
It's speeding up.
Speeding up? Are you sure?
It's coming straight at us.
Straight at us? Are you sure?
It's stopping.
Stopping? Are you sure?
We're finishing this exercise.
Finishing? Are you sure?
Exercise 2. Listen to the example.
I'm slowing down. What's the other car doing?
It's slowing down as well.
Listen, speak, listen.
I'm slowing down. What's the other car doing?
It's slowing down as well.
I'm turning to the right. What's the other car doing?
It's turning to the right as well.
I'm speeding up. What's the other car doing?
It's speeding up as well.
I'm turning to the left. What's the other car doing?
It's turning to the left as well.
And now I'm stopping. What's the other car doing?
It's stopping as well.
Exercise 3.
Listen to the example.
Go to Anthony Fawcett.
That's a good idea. Let's go to Anthony Fawcett.
Don't forget, each response starts with the same sentence. That's a good idea. Now, listen, speak, listen.
Go to the collector.
That's a good idea. Let's go to the collector.
You'll have to go now.
That's a good idea. Let's go now.
Turn round the bend.
That's a good idea. Let's turn round the bend.
Take a taxi.
That's a good idea. Let's take a taxi.
Phone the detective.
That's a good idea. Let's phone the detective.
Watch the red sports car.
That's a good idea. Let's watch the red sports car.
Speed up and follow it.
That's a good idea. Let's speed up and follow it.
Stop this exercise.
That's a good idea. Let's stop this exercise.
Okay, let's stop. I don't mind. But let's start the next one. Exercise 4. Listen.
It's late.
I don't feel like working because it's late.
Listen, speak, listen.
It's late.
I don't feel like working because it's late.
It's cold.
I don't feel like working because it's cold.
It's hot.
I don't feel like working because it's hot.
It's raining.
I don't feel like working because it's raining.
It's too early.
I don't feel like working because it's too early.
It's dark.
I don't feel like working because it's dark.
It's snowing.
I don't feel like working because it's snowing.
Exercise 5.
I have an idea.
Well?
How about making this the last exercise for today?
What an idea. Well then, listen to the example.
How about swimming?
Cold.
What an idea! It's much too cold.
Listen, speak, listen.
How about swimming?
Cold.
What an idea. It's much too cold.
How about going to bed?
Early.
What an idea. It's much too early.
How about working?
Late.
What an idea. It's much too late.
How about going home?
Early.
What an idea. It's much too early.
How about gardening?
Dark.
What an idea. It's much too dark.
How about going out?
Hot.
What an idea. It's much too hot.
How about finishing this exercise?
Now that's an idea. How about listening to the story once again?
John, Mary, and the reporter are in Mary's flat. They are wondering, that is, thinking, how John could find the pendant.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
I have an idea. Go to Anthony Fawcett.
Anthony Fawcett?
Yes. Anthony Fawcett knows all about old things.
So he knows all about old things?
Yes, he does. I'm sure he'll know about the pendant.
Why are you so sure?
Yes, why are you sure he'll know about the pendant?
Because he collects old things. He's a collector. Go to him and ask him.
It's a good idea. Let's go and ask him.
Yes, now.
Now?
Yes, let's go now.
But, it's late.
I know it's late, but let's go now.
All right. Let's go now.
That car is following us.
Following us? Are you sure?
Yes. Look behind us. That red car. It's following us.
That red sports car?
I'm watching it in my driving mirror.
It's driving behind us.
It's following us. Watch it. I'm slowing down now. What is the car doing?
It's slowing down as well.
It's following us.
It isn't passing us. No, it isn't passing us. It's following us. Why is it following us?
I don't know.
Perhaps it isn't following us.
Why isn't it passing us?
I don't know, but perhaps it isn't following us.
Let's find out.
Find out?
Look at that bend in the road. I'll speed up, I'll drive round that bend, and I'll turn into a lane. Then we'll wait and see. Is the sports car passing us?
Yes, it is. It's passing the end of the lane. It's in front of us now.
Then we'll go.
Let's follow the sports car. Let's follow it and watch it. Look, look ahead. That's the red sports car, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's turning round.
Why is it turning round?
It's coming towards us.
Yes, it's coming towards us. It's coming straight at us.
John!
It's coming into us.
Oh, John!
Lesson 11. John Blake went to a museum. He wanted to get a job there. While he was in the museum, he was accused of stealing a pendant. Later, the police let him go. John and his friend, Mary Green, decided to find the pendant and its thief. But how? A newspaper reporter advised them to go to Anthony Fawcett, a collector of old things. They took his advice and drove to Anthony Fawcett's house. All the way, a red sports car followed them. Then suddenly it passed them, turned back, and drove straight at them. They were terribly frightened when they saw the car coming at them.
It's cold.
You are afraid of water?
I'm not afraid of water.
Then let's give it a try.
Oh, no, please.
Why are you so frightened? You just said you're not afraid of water.
But I can't swim. Of course I'm frightened. I'm frightened because I can't swim. Help! Help!
You said that Mary and John were also terribly frightened. But why?
Why? Wouldn't you be frightened if a car drove straight at you?
I must admit I would. And what did they do?
Well, John didn't want to go on. He didn't want to go to Anthony Fawcett. Let's go home, he said. He wanted to turn back. It's late. It's getting dark. And cold, he told Mary. But Mary put her foot down.
As women usually do.
Well, I think it's better if we listen to the story.
It's coming straight at us.
John!
It's coming into us!
Look, John! It's coming at us!
Yes. Straight at us.
But why? Why did he do that?
Because we annoyed him.
We annoyed him.